Alright folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to overload your senses. I'm Jake Carter, and let me tell you, being busy has become the new badge of honor, right? Like, the busier you are, the more important you must be, or something like that. But here's the thing, constant busyness can lead to burnout faster than you can say, coffee run. That's why today we're diving into self-care strategies for those of us who are always on the go. You know the feeling, right? That relentless pressure to do it all, be everywhere, and never take a moment for yourself. Well, newsflash, you can't pour from an empty cup. If you want to show up as your best self, you need to prioritize your well-being even when your schedule is packed tighter than a clown car. So, how do we make this happen? Here are five key takeaways to remember. First things first, ditch the guilt trip. I know, society tells us that taking time for ourselves is selfish. But here's a secret. Self-care isn't about indulging in luxury spa days, although those are nice. It's about intentionally making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let your phone run on empty before charging it, right? Treat yourself with the same level of respect. Next up, micro moments matter. You don't need hours of free time to recharge. Sneak in little pockets of self-care throughout your day. Take a 5-minute break to do some deep breathing exercises, listen to a calming song, or simply step outside and soak in some fresh air. These tiny moments can make a huge difference in managing stress levels and keeping you feeling grounded. Speaking of stress management, find what works for you. Some people swear by yoga, others find solace in journaling, and some just need a good old-fashioned nap. Experiment with different techniques until you discover what helps you unwind and de-stress. And remember, there's no shame in embracing the things that bring you joy, even if they seem unproductive to others. Don't underestimate the power of connection. Even when your schedule is jam-packed, make time for meaningful interactions with loved ones. A quick phone call, a heartfelt text, or even just sharing a meal together can boost your mood and remind you that you're not alone in this crazy world. Lastly, remember to be kind to yourself. You're human, and humans are allowed to have off days. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a workout or indulge in a little too much chocolate. Just get back on track tomorrow and keep moving forward. Ever feel like you're constantly running around, juggling a million tasks, and never quite catching your breath? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, your to-do list seems endless, and even the thought of relaxing feels overwhelming. That's overstimulation kicking in, folks, and trust me, I've been there countless times. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be this way. Picture this. You're rushing through your morning trying to get everyone out the door on time. You're bombarded with emails, texts, and notifications, all vying for your attention. Your brain feels like it's buzzing with 1,000 thoughts, and you haven't even had your coffee yet. This is classic overstimulation in action. Now, imagine yourself stepping away from that chaos for just 5 minutes. You close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and focus on the sound of birds chirping outside. You feel a sense of calm washing over you, and suddenly, everything seems a little less frantic. That's the power of self-care, even in the midst of a hectic schedule. So remember these key takeaways. Ditch the guilt trip, embrace micro moments, find your stress busters, nurture your connections, and be kind to yourself. Even small changes can make a big difference in how you manage overstimulation and show up for yourself every day. I want to hear from you. What are your go-to self-care strategies when life gets crazy? Share your tips and tricks on social media using the hashtag OTOP. Out of overstimulation. Let's build a community of supportive people who prioritize their well-being, even when they're on the go. And as always, Keep tapping out of overstimulation, and remember to live your best life. Until next time, stay balanced and be kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.